This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Funeral homes have long been accused of scamming customers who are spending lots of money when they're grieving and vulnerable. In fact, a recent Federal Trade Commission investigation found fraudulent activity in the death care industry is actually on the rise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Every year, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, does an undercover investigation to make sure funeral homes are following the FTC's funeral rule, giving customers a price list immediately and not selling unnecessary services. Lois Greisman is in charge of the FTC's funeral enforcement. She says the idea is for consumers
to be able to take a deep breath and look at a document that says, this is what I'm going to pay. Can I really afford this?
Greisman says in 2014, about a quarter of the funeral homes the FTC investigated broke the rule.
It's certainly higher than we would like to see it.
T. Scott Gilligan is general counsel for the National Funeral Directors Association. He says on average, the FTC finds 18% to 25% of funeral homes breaking the rule. Gilligan insists it's not fraud.
It's a complicated rule. It's very easy to slip up. And the problem is you're only as good as your worst staff member.
Funeral homes face fines of up to $16,000 per rule violation. They can avoid fines by enrolling in a training program run by the Funeral Directors Association. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.